KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon at the high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, Creston police late Tuesday night arrested a homeless man on numerous charges, including attempted murder. Officials say 24-year-old Casey Welcher was taken into custody at around 11:18 p.m. at 205th Street and High and Dry on charges that include attempted murder, eluding, criminal mischief in the first degree, driving while barred, and OWI third offense. Welcher was being held without bond in the Union County Jail until making an appearance before a magistrate. Creston Police Chief Paul Vermeer is expected to provide additional information either later this morning or early afternoon with regard to the arrest. Council Bluffs Police yesterday morning released additional information about an accident involving a car and pedestrian. Officials said a Nebraska woman was in critical but stable condition after being hit by a car Monday night in Council Bluffs. 33-year-old Cherie Rhodes of Omaha was transported to Creighton CHI in Omaha after she was struck by a 2008 Acura while walking eastbound on 9th Avenue at around 7:45 p.m. Monday. The driver of the car, 54-year-old Tamara Chamberlain of Blue Springs, Missouri, said she saw the woman walking in the roadway but was unable to take evasive action in time to avoid striking her. Chamberlain was not injured in the crash. A preliminary investigation indicated that neither speed nor driver impairment appear to be factors in the accident. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup yesterday morning also released additional information on that fatal ATV accident that took place Monday evening. The sheriff said 14-year-old Cameron Owen of Hamburg was found unresponsive after suffering numerous injuries when the ATV he was riding in a bean field went out of control, and the teen, who was wearing a helmet, was ejected from the machine. The accident happened around 6:30 p.m. Monday, about 3 miles east of Hamburg. Owen was transported to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg, where he died from his injuries. The accident remained under investigation by the Iowa DNR and Fremont County Sheriff's Office. A man who was shot at by a Council Bluffs police officer has been given 25 years in prison. 28-year-old Adam Thomas was sentenced on Monday. He pleaded guilty in September to a charge of ongoing criminal conduct after making a deal with prosecutors. Officer Ben Lake had arrested Thomas in October of last year at a farm supply store, but Thomas managed to free himself and then bumped Lake with his truck while trying to flee. Lake fired 6 shots into the truck, missing Thomas. Authorities say Thomas will serve his time for Nebraska crimes before being returned to Iowa. Nebraska court records say Thomas was sentenced in May to 6 years in prison on Douglas County convictions for burglary and 2 weapons crimes. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet this evening at City Hall to review applications filed for the city clerk position. City Clerk Deb Wheatley Field announced on September 26th that she would be retiring after working for the city after 35 years. Her last day on the job will be on February 24th of 2017. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee will hold discussion on centralized reception, staffing, and phone systems, as well as city employee compensation for fiscal year 2017-18. Other discussion will cover additional findings on the Iowa municipal drug testing policies. And since FEMA officials have informed the city that the Murphy lease is unacceptable, the committee will discuss the matter and action the city can take. The committee meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:30 p.m. The Griswold School District's Facilities Committee met Monday evening in a work session to process their plan of action since their last board meeting that took place on October 17th. Superintendent Dave Henrich told KJAN News at their meeting last time that the committee had asked the board if they were planning on hiring an architectural firm to put together some firm numbers because the committee felt that it could not present an accurate total cost analysis of the facilities without that information. The board indicated that it would pursue that course of action.
With that being known now, the committee is just trying to plan how to move forward. And basically what that is, there's 2 parts to it. One is just kind of waiting until those numbers come in. And the second thing is just to continue to break down the operational cost savings. So if there does come a time where they go to the public, they can easier or more better justify those figures.
Henrich says, for example, instead of just making a blanket statement such as we're going to save $30,000 in transportation costs, they can see if a bus driver at so many hours per day at this rate, plus FICA and IBERS, plus gas, et cetera, how much that costs. Those numbers are firmed up then before they are presented to the public. The committee's next meeting is set for November 15th. In the meantime, a draft request for proposal or RFP for the architectural firm will be drawn up for the Griswold School Board to review, offer their thoughts and comments about, and consider approving the following Monday. Officials of the Mills County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that 19-year-old Lila Malundo of Council Bluffs had been arrested Monday evening along Highway 34 and charged with possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $1,000. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Creston resident had reported Monday that sometime over the course of the past 2 months, someone took a chainsaw from a property in the 1600 block of 230th Street in rural Union County. The item was valued at about $400. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources State Parks Bureau is seeking public input on possible changes to the minimum stay requirements for all state park campgrounds and at the multifamily cabin at Springbrook State Park for the 4th of July holiday. The public is being asked for comments regarding the proposed rental fee pricing for a large open-air picnic shelter scheduled to be built and open in 2017 at Lake Manawa State Park. The DNI would like to change the three-night minimum stay for 4th of July reservations at all campgrounds at the multi-cabin facility at Springbrook State Park. Currently, a three-night minimum stay is required for the 4th of July holiday when the 4th of July occurs on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Monday. The DNR would like to require a three-night minimum stay for the 4th of July holiday only when the 4th of July occurs on a Monday, making it similar to the Memorial Day and Labor Day holiday requirements. A new large open picnic shelter design is now being used in Iowa State Parks. These new shelters, accommodating some 150 to 200 people, are 2 to 4 times larger than the older style shelters and are equipped with electricity. The DNR is proposing the new shelter at Lake Manawa State Park have the same rental fee, $75 per day, as the large shelters currently available at Big Creek and Lake Darling State Parks and Brushy Creek State Recreation Area. Further details of the rule changes, go to www.iowadnr.gov/parks and select proposed rule changes on the left menu. Anyone interested in can call in or make written suggestions or comments on the proposed amendments. Comments should be directed to Sherry Arnson, the State Parks Bureau of the Iowa DNR. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.